This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
In 1919, he hit 29 home runs and was sold to the New York Yankees.
A three-run home run for Buffington. The Yankees now lead it by a score of 3-2. Bill Lee is now going over to a couple of the Yankees, and there they go again.
Swan hits it to deep left. That might send the Yankees to the World Series.
Varitek and A-Rod going at it. Roberts is going. Posada's throw. Roberts, safe.
And what can I say? Just dip my heart and call the Yankees my daddy.
Welcome to Fan Base, a deep dive into the greatest rivalry in sports, episode 210. I'm Brian Shackman. If you're watching on YouTube in my bunker, John Senecal, not in a bunker, and my hair looks great, I know. Just fresh off of doing my morning show on WTIC News Talk 1080. John, how are you?
I'm good. You look like you got the Kramer hair cooking there, Brian.
No, except it's thin. That's the only problem. Listen, we wanted to convene for the second time this week for a couple of reasons. One will be some discussion on Roman Anthony's contract and some stuff going on the weekend. But I did want to start with the Little League World Series. And it's funny because whether I'm really jumping on the Red Sox bandwagon or not, like I've listened and watched more baseball in the last week than I have the whole season. And I watched a huge chunk of the game between Braintree, Massachusetts and Bedford, New Hampshire to make it to the Little League World Series for a couple
New England, New England region.
Yeah. So they won the region they're headed. And there's a personal side to it, you know, so I left New York and New Jersey in 2014 and moved back to Boston, and I worked it for New England Cable News and then NBC 10 Boston. And we lived in Braintree. We moved to Braintree from 2014 to 2019. And my two sons played Little League for Braintree American. And my son, I believe, was not on the A team. There are two – summer baseball in Braintree's – baseball is huge in Braintree. There were two – it's like a town of 30,000. There were two Little Leagues, but the other one was not nearly as good. But Braintree American was the best. And they had summer ball where every age – every year had two teams of summer ball. And – Max, he was not on the A team. He was close, but he wasn't on the A team. And Braintree has an incredible baseball tradition. And going up to, I think it's Holland Park, wherever their facility was, right on the Randolph line, typical stuff, snack bar, four fields, you know, games going on from 8 years old and T-ball, and then all the way up through, you know, 12-year-old and so on and so forth. And it was clear, it was truly one of those things where everybody knows everybody. Parents are coaching. Decorum is important. Stuff is serious. And, but at the same time, you know, under the lights games, you know, they allowed solo cup dads to drink their Bud Lights in left field as long as they're not morons. And baseball is special in the town of Braintree. And this is the first time they ever won the state. And it's the first time they ever go to the World Series. And so, last night, so we're recording this Friday morning, between you know, people you're friends with on social media or people you're actually friends with, you know, in real life, between the text threads and the posts, it was really fun to sort of be a part of it. Because my kids, I coached two seasons in Little League in Braintree. So there was that personal connection, which it was awesome. And I'll go back to my childhood because I didn't make my all-star team my 12-year-old year, despite being second in the league in home runs. And that was one of my biggest life disappointments. It honestly still carries me. It carries with me to this day. But my 11-year-old year in Swampscott, a town of 15,000 people, won the Massachusetts state title. So like I've seen this and felt it really close a couple times in my life. And I know I'm sort of going on a rant here, but I do want to say, if you watch that game, I don't care how happy you might be that Braintree won, the way that Bedford, New Hampshire lost, because that team was a good baseball team, and that guy
pitched. That was not the ending that you would expect it how to end. It was definitely anticlimactic, I would say.
So to paint the picture, first of all, I can't stand that they do extra innings in Little League the way they do it in the majors. They start a guy on second base. It's not fair because the way pass balls work in Little League, and it's just there's the odds of a pass ball are so much higher, and so that's what happened. A guy got on third. Then it puts pressure, and the base runner did a brilliant job. I'll just take people through it. There was an infield hit, and the runner broke for home.
With bases loaded.
No, this is with just.
Oh, no, before that. Yeah, yeah.
He broke for home, and he stopped, but he got the guy to throw home, got back to third in time, so they had first and third, no outs. Then the coach for the other team, wanting to set up a force play, loaded the bases with an intentional walk. So you had bases loaded with no outs. And then the play that won the game was a pass ball. And the pitcher, I mean, correct me if I'm wrong.
Well, the runner actually stopped. He wasn't going to score.
Correct. But he would have probably scored because no one was covering. This is my point. The pitcher, correct me if I'm wrong, pitcher's supposed to cover on that play.
Yeah. Well, there was three people coming on that play, and it got by all of them.
But that's
I'm glad you brought that up. And I think the big problem there is on that play, Brian. Obviously, it's a huge deal. It's your season's on the line, but you have three all-stars, right? Who are all hungry for the ball, who are all studs on their team, who are crashing home plate, basically, that are going to come after that ball. And the pitcher's the one that should have got it, and he wasn't there. And it's unfortunate the game ended like that. But if you watch that game, I mean, there was some amazing plays in that game. Braintree could have challenged that game early on a play right off at the gates, and they never did. And that probably would have changed the whole
Bedford.
Bedford. Yeah. And it would have changed the whole course of that game right out the get go.
Because he was out. He would have been called out.
Yeah. And there was a great play late in the game to save a run. So it was an exciting game. And for Little League, it's only going to get more exciting if you watch and how it gets going and it goes into the Little League World Series, where every team is just amazing teams.
So let me just wrap it up. So basically, three guys kind of converge on the plate. The catcher runs back to get the ball, throws it to home. But the pitcher, whether he was confused by the other guys running in, he didn't get that close to home plate.
Nobody was that close. The ball just kind of rolled through everything.
He went from stopped halfway down the third baseline, and everyone was stopped. I mean, I'm not saying they could have got the guy at second, because if they threw the guy at second, the guy would have scored a home. But like everybody, the base load, everybody was stopped, and the throw didn't. No one caught it, and then he easily came home to win the game. And I just – because the pitcher for Bedford was really, really good. And
there was a lot of emotion in that game too, Brian, if you watch it. I mean, hard slides in the second, players running into each other at first, some telling kids to get off the field, like stare downs, flipping balls. I mean, if there was a microcosm for how – kids act after watching major leaguers or people above them, that it was that. I mean, there was some smack talking, you know, not brutal smack talking, but stare downs and pushing. And I mean, that was a hard slide in the second base. Very hard slide in the second base.
And there was some sort of guy got in the way of a play at first base in the late innings. And I'll just tell you, Braintree's not Wellesley, Massachusetts, right? I mean, there's some tough kids on that team. And, I'm sure that's true for Bedford too. So there's a couple levels here just to sum up. One is it was exciting to feel the energy of something in a town that I lived in that had never done anything ever. But at the same time, I felt like it was such a crappy way to lose. And I really felt for the other team. But it is magic. I mean, it is Little League baseball is magical. And
tonight, Friday night, Connecticut Fairfield plays New York for the Metro Championship. Fairfield, much kind of like the same thing. Two little leagues, National and American, and this is Fairfield National, I believe, will be playing Smithtown, St. James, which is on Long Island. But it, geographically, it's literally right across the Long Island Sound from each other. So it's going to be, I guess, kind of a fairy series, I guess, you know?
Yeah. And the thing is that Fairfield is what I've learned, because the news director...
They've been there before, for sure.
The news director at WFSB Channel 3, his boys are in the system in Fairfield. It's a baseball town. It is a baseball town. So,
and they've been to the Little League World Series a few times in the last, 10, 15 years.
So. Yeah, so it's going to be exciting. So anyway, I just wanted to start with that aside. Are you listening to Fan Base, a deep dive into the greatest rivalry in sports, episode 210? Since I talked a lot there, Roman Anthony, the Red Sox rookie, signs an 8-year, $130 million contract. We'll get to Jaren Duran in a second. I'm just curious, as a non-Sox fan or as a quote-unquote outsider, what do you think of the deal?
You know, it's much like what the Diamondbacks did with Corbin Carroll, right? You see a player with super potential who can be an absolute superstar, and you try to lock him up early. You know, same thing with Ronald Acuña Jr. and the Braves. I mean, if this pans out and he doesn't do all these accelerators that are in this contract, they're going to get him for $16.25 million a year, right? And then Roman Anthony can be a free agent before he's 30 years old, basically when he turns 30. So, I mean, it's great. It's great for Roman Anthony, and it's even better for the Red Sox because they're going to get a huge discount. And even if he plays as a 250 hitter, 260 hitter with 25 to 30 home runs, you're still getting him for well below market value, how MLB is now, and he's young. I mean, so the potential is there. It's interesting about the accelerators, though, because you can go up to $230 million. And the other interesting part about this contract, it's the club option on the back end in 2034 at $30 million. So the Red Sox could guarantee him through 2034. And then the accelerators, you know, for Rookie of the Year, for MVP, and All-Star selection. So it's interesting because it's not plate appearances or staying on the field. It's performance. Right. You got to show up, and you got to be the guy that we drafted you for, that everyone's hyped you for, and if you want that big contract. So, and it's not going to be easy, Brian. Look at what Corbin Carroll, he had a rough second year, and he's rebounded better in his third year, and he's playing a little, he's hot and cold, but that's also a team kind of product. But it'll be interesting, very interesting to see how it pans out for Roman Anthony.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of angles to it. I mean, listen, he gives up some arbitration and free agency years, right? And so that's where the AAV comes up, and they get a discounted AAV if he is an above average player. There's a couple things I would say. One is they obviously saw enough in a small sample size to feel
like 2 months, basically
confident that he's the guy who can do it. And people would say over the last 6 weeks, not only does he look like a major league player, but he looks like a really good one with his, pitch selection ability to make a whole bunch of different stuff that he does that seems special. So, and also I'll point out, I think when the deal's done, he'll still be younger than what Xander Bogaerts signed with San Diego.
He'll be under 30. I might have been wrong by saying 30. He might be under 30 because he's 22 now.
I mean, if he is that good at the end of this, he could get one of those 10-year deals on top of that, which could be, who knows what the AAV is going to be then. So it's friendly to both sides. And you brought up Carroll. I was at Arizona. I think the year two thing is interesting. This is a 21-year-old kid who now financially is set for life. I couldn't balance a checkbook when I was 21. Right. And I was making a whole host of bad decisions, as I'm sure you were too. And so I think that, the sophomore slumpy thing, I think it has probably a fair amount to do with keeping focused and stay, like his, unless he does something stupid like Antoine Walker-ish, he's set for life. Yeah. Like he doesn't have to make another penny. And even if he gets hurt tomorrow, he's set for life. And for a 21-year-old kid, that's kind of mind blowing. So, I would expect there's no way this can be some sort of linear progression of to greatness, because those are things that are not in your human nature to just be like, oh, wake up one day from being on a bus in high A ball to being able to buy whatever car and house you want. That's a huge
Yeah, but he also got to remember Roman Anthony isn't like, you know, he was a high draft pick, so he has some taste of what money is and be able to, you know, afford certain things. The other thing I thought was interesting is, you know, just how passionate he was about being a Red Sox. You know, this is the place I want to be.
You don't think he was saying that?
No, I don't think he's just saying that because, you know, Brian, he's a kid. He's 21 years old. Like, this is what they dream about. Like, think about it. You just said it yourself, Brian. Like, when I was 21, I was making all these bad decisions. You weren't even close. I mean, if you ask any human being at their age 75 or 80 at the gates, did you ever even come close to achieving your dreams? Like, no, not even close. I mean, this kid is living his dream. And like you said, he's locked in no matter what. It's his next 10 years. He could just have fun. I mean, how great is that to be able to have fun and play the game you love? And there's, in a way, there's really no pressure on him, but there is. Yeah. But there's really no pressure on him in the grand scheme of things.
He's John Senecal. I'm Brian Schack, and this is episode 210 of Fan Base, a deep dive into the greatest rivalry in sports, which brings us to Jaren Duran, because even Christian Campbell is down in the minors with $60 million guaranteed. And this is your point, because you brought this up, that we have all these young players getting locked up, and Duran has already established himself in the bigs for a much, much larger sample size, but he hasn't gotten the money. And what do you think the reason for that is? Or is that a leading question? Because we all know.
You know, a lot of people will say that, you know, but I believe he's under control through till 2029. So it's like through 2028. I could be off by 1 year, but that's a lot of control still. But that being said, on a team that's not doling out all these young contracts, that wouldn't be a big deal. But on a team that's just throwing these contracts around, going back to Brian Bayo, and you know, even Garrett Crochet, he hasn't been in the league that long. Everyone acts like he's this, you know, salty veteran. I mean, you got to remember, he's not too long ago where he was an innings limits guy with the White Sox. So it's interesting, and I'll say it. I mean, and I've seen it on forums a lot. I think they're scared of his mental state. I think they're just scared of any potential baggage, regardless of how he is now as a human being. And all signs point to him being a great human being and even better than most of the league players. Some people will say that he's just a disruptor on the base paths, and he's a very streaky hitter. And, you know, his whole game is he has to get on base, right? But when you're on a good team, which the Red Sox are right now, they have a lot of good players. Some of that can be hidden, right? You still got to get on base, but he can get on base more, I guess, is what I'm saying, when there's players around him. There is better opportunity to see more pitches. So I'm scratching my head, Brian. I really am. I really am.
I mean, I think that, you know, people who didn't watch the Netflix series, he obviously talked about taking his own life and a lot of attention to mental health, and he was, you know, obviously applauded for being so transparent. But I have no idea. I don't have any inside scoop from the Red Sox, but he's a person coveted by other teams, right? There's plenty of other teams that would take him for what he does on the field, even if it is just to be a disruptor, as you say. So it's hard not to think that the team is a little worried about investing that kind of money in somebody who's has some instability. And, you know, listen, I think he's a good guy. I don't think he's the smartest baseball player in the world, but I wonder if he's able to compartmentalize and still play his best, knowing that there's been other people who have done far less getting far more money. So I think
I'm
it's
sure it's hard. I'm regardless of how you, what you say, I'm sure it's hard. It can't be easy. Yeah. It really can't.
Real quick before we go, John Senecal, Brian Schackman here, Fan Base, a deep dive in the greatest rivalry in sports. Obviously, going into the weekend, the Yankees have a big series with Houston. My opinion, we're not going to go into all the pluses and minuses. This time, there's seven teams with a realistic shot at the wild card in the AL, and everyone just simply needs to keep winning, right? And Houston is as desperate as New York, and to me, that makes it a real challenge for the Yankees.
Yeah, I mean, everybody knows the Yankees are on life support, right? I feel like there was a lot of talk that if they didn't win in Texas the final game of that series, that Boone or Cashman or both would have been fired on the off day. It's for me, that's hard to believe, just given the fact that you were still in, you're still in a wild card. And as we speak, they hold the third wild card, and they're in the third spot with a game and a half lead over Texas and Cleveland. Here comes Cleveland, right? So I find that hard to believe, because that's a huge disruption to a team. Huge disruption, regardless of, you know, what you think about Boone or Cashman. I think it would be something that would be done in the off season, because in the ultimate thing, you got to see how the season plays out, right? Because if you do make the playoffs, there's always a chance. If you don't make the playoffs, then there's no question about underperformance, right? So I'm nervous about that. But like I said before, you know, the trio of the bullpen that they got blew up at first, but the good thing was when they did get someone who has potential to close, and Bednar stepped up with a huge five out save. You know, and Devin Williams has been a complete disaster. So the Yankees need to figure out if they really even want to put him back out there at all in any sort of situation that's any leverage, or that they just want to put him on the IL or something. I don't think they'll do the IL thing, because I think there's still too much pride in that there was a big deal that he got traded and came over, and he just cannot be put in any leverage situations. How does that affect his mental capacity pitching? I don't know. I think he's a pretty shattered person as far as a baseball player. And it's sad. It really is. He looks like he's defeated. But then I've been saying it all along. He looks like he was been off ever since Polar Bear took him deep in the playoffs last year. And remember, the guy was injured for most of the 2024 season, right? And coming into the season, he had a fracture in his back. So you never know, Brian. I mean, he could have changed his delivery a little bit. He could be compensating for something. He could be not saying anything because he wants that contract. He's a free agent. Well, yeah, he's not going to get anything more than a 1-year contract. That's for sure. And it's going to be peanuts compared to what he should be getting. In a better position than Emmanuel Clase, though. That's for sure.
Yeah. The Sox obviously have a big challenge out west, starting with the San Diego Padres. So we'll catch up early next week, and we can either celebrate or...
Well, real quick, we got to mention the first female umpire in Major Leagues is going to be working the series, Jen Powell. She's a AAA ump, one of 17 that are on, like, the flip-flop can come up and go down. And she's being used because they got a doubleheader and they need an extra crew member. So she will be doing the field on Saturday. Whatever the doubleheader is, she'll be doing the field game. And on Sunday, she'll be behind the home plate. So Major League Baseball first. First female. There's been females before in spring training games, but never in an actual Major League Baseball game. So hats off to her for breaking barriers. And listen, if she can call balls and strikes and she can make the plays, I don't care. I think put a chimpanzee out there with a cowboy hat on if they're going to make the plays and make the calls, because you all know home plate umpiring has been tough. It's been very rough this year. Really, how about that immaculate inning that was thrown? Was it Kittredge or someone who threw it? He threw, you know, the 9 pitches, 9 strikes, and it was like 5 of them were, you know, 4 inches out of the zone. Five of the strikeouts. It's like, oh my God, how much work did you? And then they post it on media, on social media, like everybody's just like, oh my God, come on, dude, the umpire gave it to him. You know,
he still gets credit for it. In 50
yeah.
Years,
oh yeah, it's still history, but
no one will know about it. But it's funny. Listen, have a great weekend. We'll talk to you next week on Fan Base, a deep dive into the greatest rivalry in sports.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.